I got it. The news is our life.
All right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
So, a sprinter in Rio won gold by diving. Bahamas sprinter Shauna Miller. It was a wet day in Rio. Of course, there was quite a bit of rain, and many of the track and field events were canceled or postponed, at least for a little bit. And Bahamas Shauna Miller was in second place, sprinting into the finish in the 400 meter. And she dove. It's unclear if she slipped or if she intentionally dove. And by doing so, by a hair, she won Olympic gold and beat out the American Allison Felix. Pretty crazy. Yeah, it kind of looked to me like she slipped. Allison Felix, unfortunately, that would have been her fifth lifetime gold medal. She picked up silver. She's still the most decorated American track and field female athlete.
All right.
Yeah. Simone Biles will not win 5 gold medals in Rio, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. She slipped on the balance beam, and so she won't be the first female gymnast to achieve that feat. Her and Allie Reisman will compete for the last time today. She still took home bronze.
So she says, how many medals does she have now?
So I believe this is her third medal in this Olympics, which is impressive. In fact, we should do a medal count.
We should do a medal count. I'm looking for the medal music right now.
Do medal acapella.
Acapella medal.
The United States leads with 75 medals, 26 gold, 23 silver, 26 bronze. China with 46 medals, 15 gold, 14 silver, and 17 bronze.
Less medals.
And Great Britain with 41 medals, 16 gold, 17 silver, and 8 bronze.
There we go.
So medal.
Uh-huh.
America is the most medal, right?
America is the most metal. Everybody knows that.
This is pretty metal. Our first openly gay mayor of Salt Lake City, Jackie Biskupski, married her fiance, Betty Iverson, on Sunday.
Congratulations!
Yeah, congrats to Jackie.
Awesome.
She tweeted out, "Yesterday, our family was brought together by marriage," wrote Biskupski on Facebook. They got married over the weekend up Mill Creek Canyon at Log Haven Restaurant. And Kate Kendall, the director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, officiated the ceremony.
Oh, that's so awesome. Wait, did you say on Sunday?
It was on Sunday.
Oh, okay, cool. That's awesome. I was up hiking around the canyon, and I was hearing something going on.
That was the mayor's wedding.
So I kind of attended.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Even though you weren't invited.
That's awesome.
Condé Nast, one of the oldest travel publications in the world, asked 100,000 readers for their choice of friendliest cities, and Park City, Utah, is in the top 5.
Hells yeah.
Friendly cities in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah, many of the cities on the list were southern, so they were credited for this. Southern charm. But a lot of the rubric was hotel and resort staff being friendly and also easy to navigate cities, and locals too also feeling friendly to visitors. So go Park City.
Awesome. And I have to say, coming from the South and being a transplant here to Utah, it's everybody is super nice here. I thought that it was a little bit weird. I'm like, I come from the South where people are very, very nice. Everybody's super nice here. I was a little bit scared.
A little bit of scared.
And everything is
scared.
Okay.